the merry boroughs, the pride and joy of King Henry VIII, launched in 1511. This impressive warship fought furiously against the French for more than 30 years. But just as her sister ship, the Peter Pomerantz, was forgotten, would we have heard of the merry boroughs today? Were it not for the tragic event of July 19th, 1545. The previous night, King Henry had dined with the Admiral George Carew aboard the Picard to Peter Pomerantz in Portsmouth Harbour. In the morning, the wind was up at last, and the King watched from the South Sea Castle as the Mary rose and the fleet into battle once more. Nobody knows why it happened, but without any warning, the Mary Bones suddenly keeled over to her starboard side. King Henry and the Admiral's wife could only look on in horror as she sank within minutes. More than 400 lives were lost in that solemn day, and of those, the only one whose name we know for certain was the Admiral, George Carew. For nearly 450 years, a ship lay at the bottom of the sea, a watery tomb for those valiant soldiers. But the story does not end there. No, the Mary Rose rose again. On October 11th, 1982, in the presence of Prince Charles and a worldwide television audience, the hull of that great ship was raised from the seabed. Now the ship and her thousands of artifacts are housed in Portsmouth Historic Dockyard, a tuned time capsule, a moment of life frozen in time. Ahoy! Sing for the Mary Rose celebrates the life, death and rebirth of this iconic ship, weaving together sea shanties, new music, and tuna melodies by King Henry VIII himself. So, it's time to meet our performers. Forming the band, tonight we have, on drums, Niall Jones. And now it's time to welcome the choirs. Firstly, Benjamin.